Sandra sat next to Katie and held her hand. "It's so good to meet you," she said. "You look beautiful." Katie said, "Thank you so much for the incredible gift that you gave us." Sandra leaned in, not quite understanding Katie, and Alicia repeated it for her. Adria was a registered organ donor, but when the family support liaison from LifeBank asked about Adria's face, Sandra wasn't sure what to do at first. "I just suddenly realized that, well, why not a face?" she told Katie and her parents. Adria wanted someone to have her other organs. Why not her face, too? So that was my answer. And I'm very thankful that I did that. Rob and Alicia joined them on the sofa, and Sandra told them a little about Adria. She didn't tell them about how hard Adria's life had been, from the moment she was born, with drugs in her system, to her addicted mother. She didn't tell them that she had raised Adria since she was 4 years old and adopted her at 11, or that Adria's mother had died when she was just 13. Instead, she told them that Adria loved horses and dogs and children. She told them about Adria's son, who was 15 when she died. He did not know about the face transplant, she said. She didn't know how to tell him that someone else had his mother's face. When Sandra saw how protective Alicia and Rob were of Katie, she thought about Adria, who had her struggles, but also was a good person. She thought that if Adria knew Katie, she would be thrilled that she'd helped her. But at the same time, and this always made Sandra cry when she thought it, Adria would wish she could be Katie, so she could have loving parents and siblings. Sandra touched Katie's face. "You look so cute," she told her. She looked closer. She could see a little of Adria in her dimpled chin and her nose, just as Alicia said she could catch a little Katie every now and then when she smiled. Sandra wanted to tell Katie she could call her Amma for Grandma, just as Adria had, but she didn't. She looked at Adria's mouth, now Katie's. She looked at her lips. She saw they were chapped, and she wanted so much to tend to them.